Hi. This presentation is about a study and investigation of using leaf thickness and electrical capacitance for monitoring plant water status. The common methods for monitoring plant water status are based on soil moisture measurements or evapotranspiration models, which are based on soil, plant, and atmosphere water relations, which is a complicated function of several interacting factors. An alternative approach can be plant-based techniques, or instead of using proxies, directly estimate plant water status using plant organs. Advantage of this approach is that it doesn't require the heavily parameterized soil, plant, and atmosphere water relation. However, for monitoring applications, the technique should produce electronic signals and be non-destructive to the plant, and measurement procedure should be automatic. And these are some features required for monitoring applications. And based on that, many of the available plant-based techniques are not suitable for monitoring applications. However, there are some promising techniques, such as thermal sensing or leaf thickness measurements, or dielectric constant or capacitance measurements, which leaf thickness and dielectric constant or capacitance measurements are the focuses of our study. For the first time in 1922, Bachmann observed that leaf thickness decreased by water stress and increased by irrigation. And later, several other researchers observed a strong correlation between leaf thickness and leaf water potential and leaf water content. And because of this strong relationship, some other researchers designed some leaf sensors and used for irrigation scheduling that reported some promising results. As mentioned earlier, another promising technique is dielectric constant measurement. Because water has a high dielectric constant, and a small change in the water content of materials creates a large change in their dielectric constant. And because of that, measurement of dielectric constant has been an approach in various scopes and fields to estimate moisture content of materials, such as soil moisture content, wood moisture content, or atmospheric relative humidity. One of the methods to measure dielectric constant is capacitive sensors, because capacitance is a function of dielectric constant. And actually, this is a technology technique that we use in our everyday life. Here, who has a smartphone? And if you use your smartphone every day, when you touch your touch screen, actually it has an array of capacitive sensors that it senses the location of your finger on the touch screen because of the capacitive effects of your finger. And this technology actually used to design some capacitive sensors. My colleagues and I designed a capacitive sensor and tested it on cut leaves of various crops, and we observed a strong correlation between leaf water content and capacitance. Some other researchers used microwave measurement techniques, and they observed distinct signals on the measurements in response to water stress. The goal of this study was to develop a plant-based technique for monitoring of plant water condition and being suitable for practical application. And they used techniques were leaf thickness measurement and capacitance measurement, leaf capacitance measurement. And for this reason, we designed a leaf thickness sensor, a leaf sensor, that it was a clear clip and an electronic circuit that by clipping the sensor on a leaf measured leaf thickness, capacitance, and ambient temperature, also battery level, all four in the sensor. The objective was to examine the relationships of leaf thickness and electrical capacitance with growth medium water content. And the used crop was tomato, grown in a potting mixture. And the environment of the experiment was a grow chamber and under the constant temperature of 28 Celsius degrees. And the light regime was 12 hours of light and 12 hours of dark, on and off states. The measurements were continuous measurements of atmospheric relative humidity, growth medium volumetric water content, and six leaves were randomly selected to measure leaf thickness and leaf electrical capacitance. 24 hours before the trial, plant was irrigated to saturation level, and the volumetric water content controlled approximately at field capacity for the first 3 days of the trial, and after that no further irrigation was applied until observing the complete plant desiccation. Leaf thickness measurements were normalized by the first leaf thickness measurement to calculate the relative leaf thickness and reduce the leaf-to-leaf thickness variability. This graph shows the observations in our study. The first graph here is the volumetric water content, growth medium volumetric water content over time. The second one is atmospheric relative humidity, and the last one is relative leaf thickness for one of the leaves in our study over time, and here the unit is days. The gray strips show the dark photoperiods, and the white strips show light photoperiods. And volumetric water content started from 45%, approximately field capacity, and decreased to wilting point, 20% of volumetric water content in day 7. For the same range of time, we observed daily fluctuations in relative humidity, atmospheric relative humidity, with larger values in light photoperiods. And the fluctuations were almost consistent for the first 6 days in the trial, from field capacity to wilting point, but below wilting point, the range of fluctuations decreased first and then completely ceased. For the same range of time, from field capacity to wilting point, relative leaf thickness had small variations. But below wilting point, the daily fluctuations increased with a descending trend, and again, the variations were small for the two last days of the trial. This graph shows the relative leaf thickness measurements for three other leaves in our study. And as you can see here, the pattern of the variations were consistent for all the leaves in our study. As you can see here, for field capacity to wilting for a point, all the leaves had small variations, and below that, the fluctuations increased with a descending trend, and again, the variations were small for the two last days of the trial. But the minimum relative leaf thickness measurement varied across leaves, and we observed that the leaf thickness at the beginning of the trial was correlated with the minimum measured relative leaf thickness. Actually, thicker leaves shrunk less, and it could be explained by more lignin content and then more rigidity of thicker leaves. This graph shows the same volumetric growth medium volumetric water content measurements and atmospheric relative humidity, but the last one is the electrical capacitance measurements for one of the leaves in our study. And as it shows that during the dark photoperiods, capacitance was constant at a minimum value during all the dark photoperiods, but rapidly capacitance increased by light. And these fluctuations were consistent from field capacity to wilting point. And low wilting point, first, the maximum capacitance decreased. And as you can see here, the width of the pulse was smaller than the previous days. And after that, the fluctuations ceased completely. And this pattern was consistent for all of the leaves in our study. As you can see, these are the capacitance measurements for three more leaves in our study. And here, for the first 6 days, from field capacity to wilting point, we had large daily fluctuations, but decreased below wilting point and then completely ceased. As a conclusion, we observed minor relative leaf thickness fluctuations from field capacity to wilting point, but fluctuations increased below wilting point with a descending trend. So based on the results, the signals of water stress could be increased relative leaf thickness fluctuations or a smaller relative leaf thickness during the light photoperiod or dark photoperiod in comparison with the previous days. For the capacitance, it appeared that capacitance could be related to photosynthetic activity and the effect of water stress on capacitance probably can be explained by the effect of water stress on photosynthetic activity and then capacitance. Excuse me. And based on the results, the signals of water stress could be a smaller maximum capacitance compared to here, and narrower cap pulse, capacitance pulse, and cease fluctuations. And as a summary, relative leaf thickness and capacitance measurements were non-destructive in our study and suited for continuous monitoring applications. We left the sensor on the leaves without any maintenance, and the intervals of data measurement was 5 minutes. And it required no maintenance, as I mentioned. And the results supported that relative leaf thickness and capacitance measurements can be promising techniques for monitoring plant water status. Thank you.
Yes, sir. It was a race.
Typically, we want a signal that tells us the plant is beginning to experience stress before we hit wilting point, because it doesn't give us a response until we hit wilting point. It's too late. And the data that you showed didn't really show a response until you got to wilting point. So I'm not understanding how you think that
My explanation is that the environment, actually the crop was grown in potting mixture, and also the light intensity was only 200 microeinsteins. So because of that, the condition was different, and as the visual wilting, we didn't observe any visual wilting from field capacity to wilting point. And we had another experiment after that we observed for mineral soil in a greenhouse condition. The leaf thickness was more sensitive and started to show the variations earlier than wilting point and even earlier than, for example, soil moisture sensors, and it was really promising.
And was the capacitance also responding
earlier? Not as early as leaf thickness measurements. I can say the earliest signal was relative leaf thickness at noon, then capacitance, and then relative leaf thickness at night. And in that experiment, we suggested that a combination of these indices can be a signal for a full range of water stress levels.
Capacitance is a factor of the water content, but also the solute in the leaf, and also the temperature of the leaf. And I wonder if you try to distinguish between those, or that's what you measure, and you don't try to say anything about the water content, because the solute in the leaf may change during the day, the temperature for sure is changing during the day, and the water content.
Sure. And in this experiment, In this particular experiment, the temperature was constant, and we did that to reduce those effects and to see just the effect of light and leaf water content. But here, what we learned is that it appeared that it the dynamics could be a result of solute content variations due to photosynthetic activity, because during the first day of the trial it was well watered, but during dark photo periods it was at a minimum value, and it was the same for the last day. So it was, it could be explained by just light. And in the later study that I talked about now, we measured all the environmental factors, and we just observed that it was related to soil volumetric water content and light intensity, not temperature. Yes. We had another study that for a leaf thickness, I have a poster, and after this presentation, I'm available at my poster to talk about this, and it's on cut leaves, also for capacitance. I had that experiment to measure.
Just to Steve's point, it's been a hell of a plant adjusts to drought, the relative water content relationship to water potential.
We had this experiment, and if you have time to come at my stop at my poster, I appreciate it, and we can talk about it. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Thank you.